Shane, who deserved to get benched more for dogging it? Us or Hanley Ramirez?
I think it's Hanley.
I think so, too.
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
Yeah, sorry about not doing a show in a while. We've been a little tied up, but we will remedy that right now. Of course, many of you have seen Hanley Ramirez, the whole scenario with him. Shane, what's your thought on Hanley mouthing off at Freddy Gonzalez after clearly dogging it on a ground ball to the outfield?
It's not even that it was a ground ball to the outfield that he booted. Not the worst problem. Worst problem was the bases were loaded and he didn't run after the ball. Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, because then that's like runs that are directly scored as a result of your incompetence or inability to run out the ball. I thought it was neat. Freddy Gonzalez says, you know, we had to take him out and put in a guy who's playing on a sprained ankle. It must have been killing him. Love the guilt trip style of managing used by Freddy Gonzalez in this one.
Exactly. I like it too. Now, that happened yesterday.
And we got to go all the way back to Friday. And we're going to start with the Diamondbacks Braves. We're going to get through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday action on this episode of the podcast, starting with Braves 6, Diamondbacks 5. Shane, how'd this one go down?
Well, went down. This was the best game of Friday, and we're going to say this. You go into the top of the ninth inning in a tie game. Arizona scores, won the top of the ninth, thinking, hey, we're good now. Not so much.
Yeah. The Atlanta Braves score the game-winning hit in the bottom. Martin Prado knocks in two runs in the bottom of the ninth with a game-winning single, and the Braves win this one despite the fact that this was a game in which they sent Kenshin Kawakami out to the mound.
Despite the fact, yes, exactly. Braves win it 6-5. Arizona's bullpen ERA in their last three games, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in this one, 12.38.
That's unbelievably awful. It's
7.37 on the season.
Chad Qualls, 7.62, is the epitome of that. He gets the loss in the third of an inning here. It's his third blown save of the year. He's 0-2. One comment I have about the Braves here, we talk about a little bit. They've shuffled their lineup a little bit since the last time we looked in depth at a Braves game. Martin Prado hitting leadoff. Jason Hayward up in the two-hole, trying to get their productive hitters to the top of the lineup to set the table. Chipper Jones returning from injury last week. Do you think this is a better look for the Braves?
I do. I think this is going to have better long-term results for the Braves. You can see it. Nate McLeod has hit better lately. He's hit his third home run this one. Brian McCann is a stud as always. He also hit his third home run. Billy Wagner's been a good surprise for the Braves, too.
Yeah, Wagner has pitched very well. He's a 2.08 ERA. He picks up his second save, his second win in this one, even though he does allow the single to Justin Upton. Arizona, not a lot to note here. Justin Upton and Mark Reynolds both get stolen bases in this game.
Yeah. Adam LaRoche, 0-for-5, 3 strikeouts. That's golden sombrero, son.
That is not what you like to see, especially when people are getting hits all around you. One other person to point out, Omar Infante goes 4-for-4 for the Braves, ends up scoring 2 runs. Diamondbacks waste a good outing from Ian Kennedy as well.
Yeah, it's a shame. All right, we're going to switch to the American League where we had, talk about scoring runs, Peter.
This is a pitcher's duel right here.
Right here, yeah. 25 runs combined in the first four innings. That hasn't happened since 1979. Ends up Blue Jays 16, Rangers 10. Oh, and there was one run scored after that fourth inning.
Well, at that point, they were just like, all right, I think we've got this out of our system. Let's go home. Yeah, you know, when we did our podcast on Friday, we said, Richarden versus Brett Cecil, this could be a good matchup for pitching. And we were really wrong, because Harden gives up 7 earned runs on only 4 hits. He walked 6. In 2 2/3 of an inning, allowed 2 home runs. Cecil only gets through 2 innings, allowed 8 earned runs on 8 hits.
And that was not fun for the fantasy team.
And then things fall apart for the Texas Rangers bullpen. Oh, you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Here's like one of the
and
worst.
And nobody else did either, and it's awesome.
one of the worst outings that I've ever seen a relief pitcher have. Doug Mathis comes in, pitches 1 1/3 innings in relief, and allows 8 earned runs. 3 home runs surrendered by Doug Mathis in the third and fourth innings. That's Lyle Overbay, Travis Snyder. Those home runs were hit off of Harden. And then Vernon Wells, Aaron Hill, and Adam Lind hit home runs off of Mr. Mathis.
Yeah, Wells now has 10. Snyder and Lind have 6. Hill and Overbay have 3. They had an 8-3 lead. The Rangers did going into bottom of third. It ends up ugly. Only one home run for Texas.
Yeah, that home run, a Max Ramirez home run to left center. He hit that ball a long way. Some big home runs in this one. Adam Lind hits on one 449 feet, too shy of the Ramirez home run, which was a 451-foot bomb. Also, take a look at some of the gaudy hitting numbers in this one. Vlad Guerrero, 3-for-4 for Texas. Elvis Andrus and Michael Young both go 2-for-4. On the Blue Jays side, Fred Lewis went 2-for-5. And both the combo of Fred Lewis, Aaron Hill, and Adam Lind scored 3 runs each at the top of the order. The only starter for the Blue Jays not to score a run was Alex Gonzalez, who went 1-for-5.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz returned in this one. How did he do, Pete?
He went 1-for-4, but he did knock in 4 RBIs. He had a sac fly, among other things. Also, a bases clearing double in the second.
Yeah, it's interesting you hit 3 home runs in one inning, as the Blue Jays did in the third, then hit back-to-back in the fourth, as Urban Hill did. Vlad Guerrero, you mentioned him having a good day. 30 RBIs in his last 33 games, 18 in his last 10.
Vlad is playing out of his mind. He's had a really good start. You know, I think people underestimated his youth as he transitions back to a different team in the American League.
Yeah, Texas suiting him well here. Blue Jays, very surprising team. Lot to like here. Let's go over some scores, Peter. We got some stuff to go around.
Yep, Orioles topped the Indians, won 8-1 in a battle of terrible teams. The win goes Jeremy Guthrie. Justin Masterson drops to 0-4 for Cleveland. We're on Friday, by the way, folks.
Yes, we're on Friday. Red Sox beat the Tigers 7-2. Johnny Damon goes 0-5, and you can tell the Red Sox win it. Clay Buchholz the win. He's 4-3. Max Scherzer the loss. He's 1-4. David Ortiz, 2 home runs. He's really doing much better this year. He now has 6. Bill Hall his 2nd, Dustin Pedroia his 8th.
The Yankees top the Twins on the basis of a grand salami hit by Alex Rodriguez in the 7th. The Yankees just rolling right now. The Yankees win this one. Joba Chamberlain, his first win of the year, he's 1-1. The loss for Minnesota is taken by Scott Baker, who drops to 4-3, even though he pitched a pretty okay game here. Does allow 10 hits in 6 innings. Home runs, Minnesota, Joe Mauer, only his 2nd of the year. The Rodriguez Grand Slam, his 4th, and Brett Gardner hits his 2nd.
Yeah, A.J. Burnett, 2 earned and 6 in the 3rd. Pretty good start. Nick Swisher's bicep was okay. As you know now, as you probably know, he's playing, but the MRI was negative, so you do know that. Mariners, 4, Rays, 3. Doug Fister, guess what? He's still going. 3-1 with the win. Lost to Wade Davis, he's 3-3. David Ardsma, his 9th save. Mike Sweeney, his 2nd home run. Franklin Gutierrez, his 4th. Adam Moore, his 1st. Evan Longoria, his 9th for Tampa. Milton Bradley could be back tomorrow, meaning Wednesday the 19th.
The White Sox fall to the Royals, two teams that are severely disappointing this year. I mean, the Royals are disappointing every year. But the win for Kansas City, improving to 1-1 on the year, is Dusty Hughes. Mark Burley drops to 2-5. What an ugly start for him. Yunieski Betancat, his 3rd home run of the year.
Yeah, 5 runs in the 7th for Kansas City. Kansas City doing well under Ned Yost. They dismissed their 3rd base coach, 1st base coach moving to 3rd, hired a new 1st base coach. There you go. Angels 4, A's 0 at the nightcap on Friday. Deki Matsui hits his 5th as his 4-run 6th inning for LA, and that's it. Joe Saunders 2-5. Nice pickup by me with the win. Dallas Braden, the loss, he is 4-3. I have no notes for now. Moving on to the National League.
Joe Saunders, a rare good start for him this year.
That's right.
Big days for Andrew McCutchen and Garrett Jones are the story as the Pirates top the Cubs 10-6. McCutchen and Jones each hit their 5th home run of the year. McCutchen 5-5. Garrett Jones 5-6. Combined 7 RBI between the two of them. And they help lead the win for the Pirates. The win goes to Evan Meek, who is just having a good year.
Yeah, he is.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Carlos Zambrano takes a loss out the pen. He's 1-3. Marlon Byrd hits jack number 7 for the Cubbies.
Yeah, this McCutchen's 5-5. 5 runs scored, 2 RBIs and a walk, 2 steals. So, excellent fantasy day. Garrett Jones, 5-6, double, 2 runs scored, 5 ribbies. The home run, he did strike out once. First teammates with 5 or more hits in one game since 1970 for the Pirates.
The Cardinals top the Reds 4-3. Jaime Garcia continues his run of excellence. He's 4-2. Aaron Harang drops 2-5. Ryan Franklin, save number 8. Home runs for the St. Louis Cardinals. Albert Pujols, his 8th. Ryan Ludwig, his 5th. Drew Stubbs, waking up from a season-long slump, hits number 4 for Cincinnati. That's what she wrote about that.
Yeah. Jaime Garcia, 7 starts of 6 or more innings to start the year as a rookie. Only 2 other pitchers have ever done that, Peter. 2. Jared Weaver and Fernando Valenzuela.
And whatever happened to Fernando Valenzuela?
Fernando Mania, sweeping the nation. My turn to do one. Marlins 7, Mets 2. Anibal Sanchez improves to 2-2 with the win over the Mets. This ends up being a 4-game sweep, by the way. Oliver Perez drops to 0-3 in this one. Home runs, Dan Uglett, 2 of them, his 7th and 8th. Chris Coughlin hits his 1st. Who's this one? Who hit the 4?
Gabby Sanchez.
See, they screwed me up with Anibal Sanchez getting the win, so I was like, wait, what? Did I do something wrong? No, I did not. Gabby Sanchez is 4.
Little bit of a weird outing for Jamie Moyer, but the Phillies pull through thanks to their powerful offense. Moyer improves to 5-2. Randy Wolf drops 3-3 as the Phillies top the Brewers 9-5. 6 home runs in this game. Raul Ubaña is his 3rd. Chase Utley his 9th. Ryan Howard, number 6. For Milwaukee, Jim Edmonds hits number 3, as does George Carreras. Prince Fielder hits a bomb, his 5th.
Howard's home run off a lefty. That's interesting note. Corey Hart 0-5, 2 strikeouts.
Rockies. Howard has 7 home runs this year, 4 of them off lefties.
Yeah, interesting note, despite not hitting lefties at all. Nationals-Rockies postponed. They played doubleheader Saturday. We're getting to that. Dodgers 4, Padres 3. Matt Kemp, boom! 8th home run of the year. Adrian Gonzalez his 7th, so the power guy's coming through. Jeff Weaver, the win, he's 2-1. Luke Gregerson, 0-1 with the loss. Jonathan Broxton, his 5th save of the year. John Garland, 6 innings, 2 earned. Everett Cabrera returned. The guy Zawadzki that we like talking about on Thursday got sent down.
Oh, that makes me sad. And the last thing, the Giants end a 4-game win streak for the Astros by topping them 8-2. Todd Wellmeyer improves to 2-3. Ronnie Paulino takes his 6th loss without recording a win. Houston does get a home run in this one from Hunter Pence, but it was a solo home run. Didn't really get much more in the offense department. We got some games to... It's time to move on to Saturday, and we'll start with the incredibly hot and spicy Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, Saturday was the best day of the weekend, and we're starting to see out Tampa Bay. Why don't you do this one, Peter?
Yeah.
It's a little slower, so.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays win this one 3-2. It's a walk-off home run in the 9th inning for Willie Ibar, of all people. 2-0 for the Seattle Mariners heading into the 8th inning when Tampa Bay scores 2 runs in the bottom of the inning on a Reed Brignac single and a sac fly by Ben Zobrist. And then Willie Ibar hits, boom, the big home run to win it. And the Mariners lose again, waste a good outing by Jason Vargas. James Shields. Yeah. James Shields, let's talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, James Shields is having a very good year, and I really wish this would load right now because it's being kind of slow. But I will mention, this walk-off, Nas, the most exciting walk-off by the Rays we're going to cover in this show.
Oh, well. See, you're just teasing people now. Shields went 8.
Right. Now they have to listen the next half hour.
Shields went 8 innings, allowed 6 hits, only 2 earned runs, struck out 10, then gave way to Rafi Soriano to snatch a win. Soriano's ERA in the year is 1.8. It was his 2nd win. For Seattle, the loss goes to Jesus Colome.
Rays closer, Jesus Colome.
He's 0-1 on the year. He only pitched to 1 batter in the 9th. It was the only one that would end up mattering. Really, the story continues to be Seattle, they just can't get any offense. And Tampa Bay, they got critical hits when it mattered. Tampa Bay able to manufacture these 3 runs despite only collecting 6 hits.
Yeah, Mike Sweeney, his 2nd home run in 2 days, his 3rd of the year. Actually, I think that's 3 in 3 days. Willie Ibar, his 4th. All right, Saturday there were a bunch of good games, Peter. Let's move on to another one.
Yeah, the T-Grays topped the Red Sox, who were scuffling a little bit. This was a walk-off walk in the bottom of the 12th.
Love how that happens.
Yeah, it's awesome. Detroit wins it 7-6 on a walk to Rafael Santiago. I'm not actually positive on this one. Ramon Santiago, duh. It's Ramon Ramirez who throws the offending walk. He walked 2 in his 3rd of an inning after the Scott Schoenweiss situation. The loss actually goes to Manny Del Carmen, though, who put the runner who scored on base. Del Carmen is 1-2. Hideki Okajima is really the GOAT in this one. He allows a home run to Maglio Ordonez, and a double by Brandon Inge to allow Detroit to retie the game in the eighth inning, wasting. And John Lester's really turned his season around in May.
Yeah, Lester's doing really well. But what I really want to mention here is Detroit's propensity for the comeback. They've come back from five or more runs down four times this year now.
That's pretty impressive. Detroit, as I said before the year, and I'll continue to say as long as they do well, I like Detroit this year. I think they have a pretty good team, and they've certainly shown that even in the early part of the season, they have resiliency.
Yes, definitely. And another thing I want to talk about Detroit, they brought up this guy. Didn't think he was going to be that good. And what's his stats look like right now, Peter? This is Brendan Bosch.
Brendan Bosch is hitting .388, slugging .700. On-base plus slugging? Yeah, that's .1101.
He's doing very well for Detroit. About the only guy that's hitting, I believe he hit him in the next day. We're going to talk about it Sunday. Ugly stat lines in this one. Victor Martinez 0 for 5, a walk, 2 strikeouts. Austin Jackson 0 for 5, a walk. Gerald Laird 0 for 5, 2 strikeouts. This is a 12-inning game here, so not good. Kevin Youkilis 0 for 1, a run, 5 walks.
That's why they call him the Greek god of walks.
Exactly. We like the Greek people. That's right. What's up, Adrian?
So, do you want to talk about an absolutely ludicrous game?
I do.
Well, then Orioles-Indians is the game for you, right? So it's a pitching duel through 8 innings. Mitch Talbot pitches 8 strong innings, allows 2 runs, and yet he's on the short end of the stick as Brian Matthews Brian Matthews pitched 7 shutout innings. And then the Baltimore Orioles bullpen goes to work in the 9th inning. Ay-yi-yi, this is awful. The Orioles allow 8 in the top of the 9th. Alfredo Simon is responsible for 4 of those runs, and Clay Meredith the other 4. And yet again, I use this phrase, things fall apart for the Orioles.
Yeah, it's a wonder these two teams have a combined 26 wins at that point. Like, hello, the Rays have 25. Then these two teams combined, I'm passed them by 1. 8 runs in the top of the 9th. It's ugly. Austin Kearns hits his 3rd. Trevor Crowe comes up, hits his 1st.
Yeah, those 2 big home runs. And then the Orioles, they're only 2 runs. You know, I say the Orioles, they're in the lead heading in the 9th. Well, kind of. Ty Wigginton, responsible for all their offense, 2 solo home runs, is all that they were able to produce in this one. Mitch Talbot and Matthews are both having really good seasons, young pitchers coming into their own a little bit.
Yeah, Talbot to win, he's 5-2. Wigginton is 12 home runs, Peter. That would lead the National League.
That's absurd.
The problem is he plays in the American League, but it would lead the National
that,
League.
That is a little problem.
But no, who would have seen that coming? I might have said for the year he might have 12. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a little insane. All in all, just another awful way for the Orioles to lose.
And they seem to find new ways every day. All right, we covered 3 American League games. We do want to do a National League game, and we're going to bring this one up now. 2-1 Giants over the Astros on Saturday. Now, why do we bring this up? No runs in the 9th inning, no epic 17-run outburst. Going to the 9th inning, you have Brian Wilson comes on to save it for Tim Lincecum, who has lost how many games this year after he left with the lead, right? Ends up with no decisions. Well, they go in this one, 9th inning, Brian Wilson loads the bases in a 2-1 ball game. Kaz Matsui's up with the bases loaded, 2 outs. 15 pitch at bat in the 9th inning before he finally flies out to left field, ending the night 0 for 5 with a strikeout.
Pretty ridiculous. And this was a good game for another reason, which is Lincecum and Oswalt got together before the game and agreed to have a pitcher's duel in this one. Lincecum, 8 solid innings, 1 earned run. Michael Bourne scored on a wild pitch by Lincecum in the 1st. Oswalt, who falls to 2-5, 7 strong innings, allows 2 earned runs, not enough to get the win in this one. But good to see the Astros and the Giants know how to get an old-fashioned pitcher's duel going.
Yeah, this was a fun one to watch. Michael Bourne, 1-for-3, run, 2 walks, strikeout. Something we don't talk about too much, 3 steals in 1 game. There you go.
Wow, that's remarkable.
All right, let's cover some scores on Saturday. Let's get it.
Let's get it done. Let's start in the National League because I'm bored of starting the American League.
All right, we got a lot of National League games here.
Pirates win number 2 over the Cubs, 4-3, so second in the series they win. That's a big home run in the ninth for Jeff Clement to give the Pirates the necessary lift. Paul Mahomes proves a 3-3. Ryan Dempster drops 2-4. And Octavio Dotel picks up the save for the Pirates.
Yeah, despite giving up one in the bottom of the ninth to make it closer at 4-3. At this point, the Cubs had lost 9 of 11. Of course, they would win on Sunday. Ryan Dumont 0 for 4, 3 Ks in this one. Rockies 6, Nationals 2, game 1. Doubleheader. Ubaldo Jimenez, Peter, your boy, pitching well. 7-1 with the win, gives up only 2. Levon, loss. He's 4-2. Adam Dunn hits his 8th. Jason Giambi, his 1st. Miguel Olivo, his 8th. Told me Miguel Olivo and Adam Dunn would have the same amount of home runs? Yeah, about that.
The second game in that doubleheader, we'll just cover them one by one. Yep. Rockies pick up the sweep. They win this one 3-4 over the Nats thanks to a sharp...
They win it 3-4?
4-3. Sharp start by Jason Hamill, who's 1-2. The loss for...
Sean.
Yeah, Sean Burnett is 0-1. Sorry, I was distracted. Manny Corpus, his 1st save. Home runs for Adam Dunn, his 9th. Carlos Gonzalez, his 4th. Seth Smith, his 5th for the Rockies.
Yeah, him... We mentioned the Adam Dunn home run in Game 1. That was the first home run allowed by Ubaldo Jimenez all year.
Now that is a statistic for you.
There's a couple other ones I have from this one. Game 1, Seth Smith and Carlos Gonzalez, back-to-back. Brad Hall, 5 for 7, a run scored, 3 doubles, a walk, and 2 strikeouts on the day. Ryan Zimmerman, 5 for 8, a run, a double, an RBI. And Troy Tulowitzki, not so much. 0 for 7, run, walk, 2 Ks.
That is pretty bad. Phillies top the Brewers 10-6 in Miller. Shane Victorino has a home run and 4 RBIs in this game. Victorino has 8th. Milwaukee hits 3 homers. Prince Fielder is 6th. Corey Hart is 4th. And Escobar his 2nd. Joe Blanton gets knocked around a little bit, but does pick up his first win of the year. He's 1-2. Will Narveson drops to 3-1, and Jose Contreras picks up his first career save for Philadelphia in this one. Phillies win it 10-6.
Yeah, I have a couple notes on this. This is the most notes I have. Contreras, 2 strikeouts at the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded for his first save, so definitely nail biter there. You mentioned Victorino, 3 for 6, 2 runs, double homer, 4 ribbies, strikeout. I was going to mention Rollins, but we already got to that point. Placido Polanco, 4 for 6, RBI strikeout. Ricky Weeks, 0 for 5, 3 strikeouts. Corey Hart, 2-4, run, double, 3-run homer, 4 ribbies. Brad Lidge is on the DL, Peter.
Yeah, Brad Lidge back on the DL, and with Ryan Madsen also on a chair-related DL injury, looking like it could be another long couple months for Phils in the pen. Of course, Phillies are scoring 10 runs a game. You don't actually need a bullpen. I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah, I did notice that, although I believe I called Brad Lidge going to the DL when it wasn't supposed to go to the DL.
It's much more minor. They think he will be coming back as soon as his 15 days are up.
Hopefully not.
Don't be such a hater.
I am.
Diamondbacks 11, Braves 1, get some retribution here. Diamondbacks snapped their skid with a big win in this game. Rodrigo Lopez is 2-2. Tommy Hansen not repeating last year. He drops to 3-3. Kelly Johnson, his 11th. Steven Drew, his 3rd. Justin Upton, his 6th for the D-backs.
Yeah, D-backs 5 runs in the top of the 9th to make it worse. Injury updates from these games. Miguel Montero, looks like it's going to be early June for him coming back for the D-backs. And bad news for the Braves, Matt Diaz, 15-day disabled list, right thumb infection. Peter, tell me if this sounds good. He's going to have surgery tomorrow, Wednesday, to remove a, quote, foreign body from his hand.
That does not sound good.
No, they think it might be a splinter. They're saying this could be extended time and not just the 15 days. Eric Hinsky, look for him to get more at-bats in the Braves lineup.
Yes, indeed.
Foreign body. Ew. Not good. Reds 4, Cardinals 3. Whoa. Mike Leake improves to 4-0 with the win. Aaron Wainwright, the loss, he falls to 5-2. Coco Cordero, his 12th save. Colby Rasmus, his 7th home run. Johnny Gomes, his 4th in this one. Anything else from this game? No. All right, Peter, next.
Another win for the Marlins over the Mets. Let's talk about this real quick. Marlins topped the Mets 7-5. Nate Robertson improves to 4-3 with the win. John May knocked around in this one. Doesn't throw a strike for three straight bats in the first inning. Gets beat up badly. Falls to 1-3. Leo Nunez, save number 8. David Wright does hit a home run for the Mets in this one.
Yeah, quick injury news here. John Baker, 15-day disabled list, forearm injury for the Marlins. Ronnie Paulino is going to be catching every day. For the Mets, Oliver Perez is going to the bullpen after the bad start on Friday. Jose Reyes back to the leadoff spot. Good news for them. Dodgers 4, Padres 1. Sixth straight win in a row for the Dodgers at this point, as they would sweep on Sunday. Clayton Kershaw the win, he's 3-2. Kevin Correa the loss, he's 4-3. Jonathan Broxton to save his sixth. James Loney hits his fourth home run for the Dodgers. This is the worst news ever if you're a Dodgers fan. Andre Ethier broke his finger. Looks like he's going DL. He's not on the DL yet, but he will be. Ouch.
Yeah, that sounds uncomfortable. I mean,
especially when you're leading the Triple Crown categories.
Yes, that is an unfortunate time for him to be taking that sort of injury.
All right, let's move to Sunday, Peter. Two games from Sunday.
We have to do the American League.
Oh, man, I was all ready to go. All right, American League.
Yankees 7, Twins 1. Andy Pettit improves to 5-0. Francisco Liriano drops to 4-2 on the strength of Jorge Posada's 6th and Mark Teixeira's 7th.
Yeah, Yankees, they're good.
Good summary. Blue Jays 6, Rangers 0. Ricky Romero pitches a complete game, strikes out 12 in this one. He improves to 4-1. Scott Feldman, 1-4 at not start. He was open for the Rangers. This is on the strength of two homers from Jose Bautista.
Yeah, he now has 9. Josh Hamilton, 0-4, 4 strikeouts. More on him on Sunday. We did that one. Did we do Tigers, Red Sox?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Did that one. Totally did most of the American League. Royals, 4. White Sox, 5. Jake Peavy, the win. He's 3-2. Loss goes to Luke Hovachar. Right, Peter?
Hovachar.
3-2. Matt Thornton, his first save. Ozzie Guillen says he might not use Bobby Jenks solely as a closer now, so Thornton could be getting a few more saves. Billy Butler hits his 4th. Carlos Quentin is day-to-day with illness, undisclosed.
Illness.
Yeah.
That sounds not fun. And then the Angels top the Athletics 12-3. Pair of homers for Kenry Morales is 8th and 9th. Corey Patterson hits number 4 for Oakland. Or is that Eric Patterson?
Eric. Corey's in Baltimore.
That's what I thought. Irvin Santana 2-3 with the win and the loss. Dropping to 1-1, it's Tyson Ross for Oakland.
There you go. Told you that was quick. Sunday.
Sunday. The Minnesota Twins over the New York baseball Yankees.
There you go. Twins-Yankees. This is a good game. We're going to talk about the Yankees 3 straight days because they played some good games, and this one, not so good for them. First win for Minnesota against New York in their last 13 games coming in.
Yeah, and they do it in dramatic fashion on a grand slam home run by Jason Kubel in the 8th inning off Mariano Rivera, his first blown save of the year. Joba Chamberlain actually takes a loss, but Rivera the blown save because he allowed the fatal home run. Minnesota wins a 6-3. What a huge homer by Kubel.
Yeah, absolutely astounding, and especially consider how bad the Twins have been against the Yankees. Like, I just mentioned they were 0-13 in their last 13 games coming in. 4-25 in New York now since 2002. House of horrors Yankee Stadium has been for the Twins. And look at the Twins, one game back of the Yankees if you look at the overall standings right now. Jason Kubel breathing life off of Mariano Rivera, man.
And it's demons they have to exercise because it's every year the playoffs, besides, that the Yankees figure out how to eliminate the Twins, do it like every single year. Kubel, only one hit in the game, and it is a big one. Not a ton of production for Minnesota in this game, but it's enough to top the Yankees, and Sergio Mitre went 5 innings.
And all of them with 2 outs.
Yeah. One thing to note, Minnesota, a good outing from Nick Blackburn, who improves to 4-1. He pitched 7 strong in this game. John Ross, same number, 10. Out the pen.
Yeah, good for him. Brett Gardner, 1-5, 3 strikeouts. One more game for the Sunday to profile. Sunday wasn't the best day ever, despite me watching 4 separate baseball games. San Diego, L.A.
How did you manage that much baseball, man?
Well, I started off with the Indians, Orioles. Then I changed over and watched the Cubs game against the Pirates. That was pretty cool. Then we went back to Nationals, Rockies game at 3:40. Then, of course, Sunday night, Phillies game.
True story. This is a 1-0 win for the Dodgers. Chad Billingsley, 7.1 strong, managed to acquire the win. He did not allow any runs, struck out 6, 4 hits. Abdul's Wade LeBlanc, who only allows 2 hits but does allow 1 run, so disappointing loss for the Padres to take. They don't get any offense in this one, though. Neither team does. Only 6 combined hits.
Yeah, it's 7-game win streak for LA at this point. During that 7-game win streak, Peter, their ERA, 1.71. They play Houston now, starting yesterday. So looks to continue for them. Scott Harrison's going on the DL for San Diego. Hamstring. Look for more at-bats. Kyle Blanks, Tony Gwynn.
So, Shane, what do you think that this series says about the way the Dodgers and the Padres will be going down the stretch this year? Do you think it says anything about that?
No, I don't think the Dodgers are as good as their seven-game win streak, and I didn't think the Padres were as good as they were playing. Now, you look at it at this juncture right here after Sunday, and the Dodgers are two games out and three games over 500. I don't know. I would love to watch games like this where it's 1-0 with six hits. It's just good baseball.
It was a well-played baseball game. John Broxton picks up save number 7 in the process. Only two hits for the Dodgers. Russell Martin hitting leadoff and Ronnie Belliard out the 5-hole. And Russell Martin with the RBI single in the 6th that wins this one for the Dodgers.
Remember a couple Sundays ago we did a show and we mentioned how many errors there were in the major leagues? There were 12 on Sunday, and that's a drastic drop-off from what we've seen. Only a couple teams making 2. So, just like to mention, errors going down, this is good for baseball.
Yes, it is. Shane, let's get started by going around the scoreboard. Can you get us started? I'm having a brief trouble here.
Brief trouble. We'll start in the American League, because that's where we usually start. Tigers 5, Red Sox 1. Tigers win this one. Armando Galarraga comes up for the minors to start again for the Tigers, and they win it. He's 1-0. John Lackey, the loss, he's 4-2. Ramon Santiago, his first home run. Johnny Damon, 2-for-2, run, RBI, 2 walks. Tigers 10-3 in their last 13 home games.
Keep going.
Okay. Well, we did that one. Blue Jays 5, Rangers 2. Jose Bautista, another home run. He now has 10 on the year. Brandon Marr, the win, he's 3-3. Colby Lewis, not a great start. He's 3-2 with the loss. Kevin Gregg, his 11th save in this one. It's a sweep for Toronto of the Rangers in Toronto, so they're doing pretty good at home. Josh Hamilton, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts in his last 13 at-bats after Sunday. Nelson Cruz, 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts, getting the strikeouts in Toronto.
The Orioles dropped the series to the Indians. The Indians went 5-1 behind a good start from Jake Westbrook. Improves to 2-2 on the year with this performance. The loss, Mark Hendrickson, is 1-1. Cleveland wins this one 5-1 on the strength of homers by Russell Brannan, his 4th. Matt LaPorta, his first of the year. Took him long enough. Luke Scott.
Dead center, too.
Luke Scott, number 7 for Baltimore. That's the only run they scored in the game.
Yeah, Grady Sizemore left in the 6th inning with a left knee contusion. He's day-to-day. Contusion, if you didn't know, basically means he hit it kind of hard.
You are. We should just call you Dr. Shane from now on.
That's a scary thought. Rays 2, Mariners 1. This was a good game. Late rally as the Rays score 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th. Outdoing Cliff Lee, who walks his first batter of the year in this one. He's now 1-2 with a loss, but pitches very well. Again, Mariners can't score runs. Dan Wheeler, he gets the win. He's 2-0. Rafi Soriano, his 10th save. Matt Garza, 6 innings, gave up 1. So not a bad start. Didn't get very far, but got the win. Well, quality start at least.
Yes. And then the Royals beat the Rockies, the White Sox, 5-3. Jeez, I just can't pronounce anything. My apologies. Brian Bannister improves to 2-3 with the win. Gavin Floyd, disappointing start of the year, is 1-4. Joaquin Soria, save number Nueve for the Royals. See, practicing. Chicago White Sox get a home run from Alex Rios, who has been quite the godsend for them.
Yeah, Robinson Tejeda hits is day-to-day with calf injury for the Royals. Angels 4-0 over the Athletics. Sounds like we've heard that before. Yoel Pinheiro, the win, he's 3-4. Trevor Cahill, the loss, he's 1-2. Bobby Ray, his 5th home run in this one. For the Angels, starting pitchers have allowed 2 runs in the 24 innings of this series, the Oakland-LA series, which is pretty impressive. Kurt Suzuki returned in this one, went 0-for-4. Justin Dukeshire back on the disabled list, left hip inflammation. That's the same type of injury he had before. He said if he has to have surgery, that could be a problem.
Yeah,
he could be done for the
reports
year.
Reports are suggesting that he will be declared done for the year sometime later this week, and I hope so, because just got him from a fantasy team. Moving over to the...
All right.
Yeah, I was going to move over to the National League, where Scott Rowland helps the Reds top the Cardinals. Rowland hits his 7th home run of the year in support of Bronson Arroyo. Improves to 3-2. Brad Penny, the loss, is 3-4. Reds win this one 7-2. They are a half game up on the Cardinals in the NL Central after Sunday. Jason LaRue hits a homer for St. Louis.
Yeah, Cardinals 3-9 their last 12 after Sunday. The Reds won 2 out of 3 in this series. First place in the Central. Peter, I do want to talk about this for a quick second. Sign things to come, the Reds is good.
I think the Reds will stay in contention until September. I don't think they make the playoffs, but they are a talented team, and I think their time has come to start making some moves.
Their time has come. All right, Marlins get the 4-game sweep of the Mets that we've been mentioning every game of this series. 10-8 on Sunday. Ricky Nolasco, the win, he's 4-2. Jonathan Neese, the loss, he's 1-2. Leo Nunez, his 9th save. Neese ended up leaving this game at one point after a 6-run third inning by the Marlins. That was pretty good. Dan Uggla hits his 9th. Chris Coughlin, his 2nd. He is starting to heat up after starting the year dreadful. It's the first 4-game sweep of the Mets by the Marlins since 2004. Neese, it was a hamstring injury is why he left in the 3rd, despite pitching terribly. Cody Ross, 4-for-4, two runs, 2 doubles, and an RBI.
A strong outing for Tim Hudson. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, as the Braves destroy the Diamondbacks 13-1, helped by a 4-for-6 outing by Martin Prado, who hits 2 home runs. That puts him up to 4 in the year. Troy Glaus is 5th, and Eric Hinsky is 1st for the Atlanta Braves in this one. Dan Herron takes a loss. He's 4-3.
Yeah, Herron, ERA over 6 now on the year. Something's going to happen here. Usually it's the second half that's bad. What do you do with Dan Herron?
You hope he gets better.
Yeah, that's all you can do at this point. All right, Cubs salvage won the series against the Pirates 4-3 on Sunday, so they're a half game behind the Pirates. Uh-oh. Sean Marshall to win, he's 2-1. DJ Carrasco lost, he's 1-1. Carlos Marmol, his 6th save. Better game to watch than it seems on paper. 1,800th win for Lou Piniella. Sparking the team.
That he did. Piniella calls out their effort and gets some response. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies win.
He just wants to be happy.
Rockies beat the newly talented Nationals 2-1 and send them to 20-18 on the year. Rockies are 19-18. Brad Hopp, a key sacrifice fly in a return for Jeff Francis from injury. But the win does not go to...
Great return from Jeff Francis.
What?
Great return. 7 innings, 1 run.
But,
gotta like
it. The win goes to Matt Belisle, who's 1-0. Tyler Clippard, his 9th decision of the year. He's 7-2. And Manny Corpus, save number dose.
Save number dose for Corpus. This game was a good pitching duel. Scott Olsen pitched really well, too. Talk about that game. Giants 4, Astros 3. Barry Zito, win number 6. He improves a 6-1. Has yet to give up more than 3 runs, by the way. Brett Myers, the loss, he's 2-3. Brian Wilson, his 9th save. Aaron Rowan, his 5th. Andres Torres, his 1st. Carlos Lee, his 3rd for Houston in this one. Yeah.
And then the Phillies sweep the Brewers. Brewers struggling at home this year. They're 4-14. A disastrous homestand concludes with Cole Hamels and the Phillies putting the pain on them. Phillies don't hit a home run in this one. The home runs are Corey Hart is 5th and Casey McGeehee is 8th. They went back-to-back in the 6th. But Cole Hamels, win number 4 on the year. He's 4-2. Beats up on Dave Bush, making a spot start for Doug Davis, who's going on the 15-day deal. Bush is 1-4, and J.C. Romero, his first save of the year.
Yeah, Utley went 0-5 to strike out. You mentioned Doug Davis to the DL. That's heart complications, but they're not life-threatening. It looks like it's going to be only the 2 weeks that the 15-day DL will do. Of course, he's not pitching very well, so hopefully that was injury-related. Jim Edmonds also on the disabled list as well. That's an oblique strain. Phillies, 23-13, hitting insane in May. Their May has been insane. We'll talk about that on our show tomorrow. We are going to be here tomorrow.
That is certainly the theory. Let's talk about – well, actually – I don't know if you know this. The Phillies actually, Roy Halladay just pitched a complete game and lost. I don't know when the last time that happened in Philadelphia.
We'll get to that. We're not going to do games on this show.
I just wanted to mention it real quick. So the Red Sox, not a lot of joy in Boston after getting beat by the Yankees 11-9 on a walk-off home run by Marcus Thames after Francisco Cervelli was hit by a pitch, and that's after Alex Rodriguez hit a home run. So Boston enters the ninth inning. They're up 9-7. They lose 11-9. Shane, I think you could cover the breakdown of this one. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, Peter, also a little bit of Red Sox fan there. We don't like talking Red Sox Yankees because it's overblown every time. Not on Monday. Great series, great game on Monday. Yankees Red Sox, huge day for offense. If you like this one, 11-9. Red Sox get 3 in the top of the 8th. Doesn't matter. Yankees are getting 4 in the bottom of the 9th. 2 home runs off Jonathan Papelbon. That hasn't happened since his first major league game. Yankees also got 5 in the bottom of the 1st. Javi Vasquez gets the win in this one, pitching to 1 batter, striking him out in the 9th inning out of the pen. He's 2-4. Papelbon, as we said, the loss, he's 1-3. This game, out of control. Tons of offense. You want to look at it? Yeah, David Ortiz hits his 7th. J.D. Drew his 6th.
Yeah, but you know
Victor Martinez.
You know what else it was, Shane? It was a 3-hour, 47-minute game. I mean, give me a break.
Well, there were 20 runs scored, so I can kind of see that. Usually, but it would have been 3 hours, 47 minutes if it was 2-1.
That's true. That's how the Yankees and Red Sox like to play.
Victor Martinez snapping out of it a little bit. 2 homers, his 4th and 5th. Kevin Youkilis, his 6th. As you mentioned, A-Rod's 5th, and Marcus Thames is his 2nd. Bad news for the Yankees, though. It looks like they need a new DH. Nick Johnson, wrist surgery, going to be today. He's out till July, as he is every year.
Really? I'm so surprised that Nick Johnson has been injured and will miss time.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, Peter, 2 more games to profile.
Rays win it 4-3 and 11 over Cleveland. Is an exciting game. Rays are down 3-2 heading in the 8th when Hank Blaylock hits a single to center score called Crawford. Blaylock's up on the team because Pat Burrell, designated for assignment by the Rays before Sunday's game. And then in the 11th, Justin Bartlett hits into a fielder's choice that scores John Jaso, and the Rays win it in the walk-off.
Fielder's choice, Peter? I think you're understating it. It's a bunt. They win on a bunt.
Oh, that's... Well, see, all I see here is sacrifice and fielder's choice, so you should have got this.
See, one. I watched this game. Bunt in the 11th inning. Jason's running down the line. You bunt down the first base line. They try to do a little glove flippy thing. Not quite. Over the head of the catcher. Jason scores. Walk-off win for the Rays. More exciting than Willie Ibar's home run.
True story. The Tampa Bay Rays, benefits of good bullpen support for Jeff Niemann in this one. Niemann, ugly whip, but pretty good at his start. 6 innings, 10 hits, 3 earned runs, and 3 walks. And then the bullpen keeps things on lockdown until Andy Sonnenstein eventually picks up the win, his first of the year. Cleveland's friend Foulstar Carmona can't catch a break as Chris Perez ends up blowing the save for Cleveland. And then it's Jamie Wright who takes the loss in a third of an inning. He drops to 1-2. Long game, not a lot of offensive standouts. Do want to point out Johnny Peralta went 3-for-5 in this baseball game. Carl Crawford 2-for-5, Luis Valbuena 1-for-4.
3 strikeouts.
And
are
3
behind
strikeouts. Well, I mean, and Shin Soo Choo went 0-for-4. That's not good.
So yeah, but there's bigger news if you're an Indians fan.
Yeah, as Drupal Cabrera leaves this game with an arm injury.
Arm injury, it's broken.
That's not good.
No. Broken left forearm. Jason Donald probably getting called up from the minors. That's bad news because we like Asdrubal Cabrera on this show, especially me.
I was going to say, who's we, Kamasabi?
Yeah, he's on my team. And this is good. I don't have another shortstop. I had to pick up. Who'd I pick up? Guy on the Royals. Aviles today. It's ugly. Speedy recovery to Asdrubal. We need him back. Okay, let's not drop the microphone.
And then the last game we're going to break down, Cubs win it 4-2 in 11 over the Rockies. Good starts for Aaron Cook and Randy Wells in this one. And then it's Aramis Ramirez with a 2-run walk-off in the 11th, knocking in Starlin Castro and himself. That's after a bases-loaded walk in the 8th. Carlos Marmol blows the save, ties it up at 2. And just an all-around exciting baseball game played between these two teams. Matt Belisle takes a loss, pitched 2 1/3 innings of relief, but can't hold it.
Yeah, Sean Marshall, another win. He's 3-1. As you said, the walk-off by Aramis is his 4th. Bad stat lines here. Derek Lee, 0-for-5, 2 strikeouts. Ian Stewart, 0-for-5, 2 strikeouts.
Yeah, but Carlos Gonzalez and Seth Smith have been doing a good job setting the table for the Rockies. Both went 2-for-5, scored a run at the top of the order. Especially Carlos Gonzalez, who I think should be getting serious consideration for the All-Star team. He's hitting .328 so far this year, and just playing all-around terrific baseball.
And whose team is he on, Pete?
It was on mine.
There you go. Cubs 17-22, Rockies 19-19.
And I will give you your props. You called the Starlin Castro show, and he has been nothing short of sensational. He's 3-for-5 in this game and is hitting .361 with the big league club.
He's doing good. All right, we're going to wrap it around the league, starting in National League. Phillies 12, Pirates 2. Phillies now 24-13, Pirates 16-22. Ryan Howard, boom, son. 2 runs single against the shift. Early in the 3rd inning, then a grand slam in the 8th inning as Howard ends up with a bunch of RBIs in this Phillies game. Jason Worth hit his 8th, a 3-run homer in the 3rd. Del Win Young, his first homer for the Pirates. Kyle Kendrick proving to 2-1, another great start. Charlie Morton, 1-7, all he does is lose.
All he does is lose. Mike Pelfrey gives the Mets...
Victorino. What a, 2-for-4, 3 runs scored, stolen base.
Mike Pelfrey gives the Mets a little push over the Braves in this one in a battle for mediocrity in the NL East. Mets 3, Braves 2, Pelfrey 5-1. Derek Lowe 5-4. He takes a lot of decisions. K-Rod, save number 6. Eric Hinsky hits his second for Atlanta.
Yeah, 2 and 3 games for Hinsky. Good start for him. We just talked about him getting more playing time. Maybe you want to look at him in Fantasy League. I don't know if that's going to last. Reds 6. What?
No, I've got nothing.
You're good. All right, Reds 6, Brewers 3. Reds now 22-16, continue to roll. Brewers 15-23, continue to stink. Reds get 5 in the 7th inning to help them out. Johnny Gomes, his 5th home run. It's a 3-run dinger. Corey Hart hit 2. He's on fire, 3 in 2 games. He hit his 6th and 7th. Johnny Cueto, he's 3-1 with the win. Todd Coffey, the loss, he's 1-1. Coco Cordero, his 13th save. Ricky Weeks, 0-5, 2 strikeouts. Seems like I said that before, too.
Edwin Jackson gets the win for the Diamondbacks. They top the Marlins 5-1. Diamondbacks improved to 16-23. Jackson's 2-5. Chris Volstead, the loss, he falls to 3-4. 12 strikeouts for Ed Jackson in this game.
About time he did something good. Dan Uggla, 0-4, 3 strikeouts. Marlins 2019. This is a game that Hanley Ramirez absolutely epically failed at. We already talked about that. Open.
Yes. Cardinals
6, Nationals 2. Cardinals 22-17, Nationals 20-19. That close together. They swapped lineups for St. Louis. Holiday now in the number 3 hole. Pujols in the 4 hole. Worked out pretty well. Kyle Loesch to win. He's 1-3. Craig Stammen lost. He's 1-2. Cardinals get 4 in the bottom of the first. Help them out all they need. Ian Desmond 4-for-4 with a run scored for the Nats.
And then we close things out in the National League out west where the division race heating up. Padres first win over the Giants 3-1 to stay 2 games up on the Gents. Clayton Richard's 3-2. Matt Cain's 2-3. Heath Bell to save his 11th. Adrian Gonzalez hits a home run. His 8th isn't a home run in a while. And then the Dodgers.
I got something though.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yes.
San Diego has held San Francisco to 2 runs or less in 7 games. All 7 games they've played this year. 2 runs or less.
That says something about, I think, the Padres' strength is that young pitching staff, and it's really come through against divisional.
And it also
opponents.
Helps if Mark DeRosa doesn't play, because he's on 15-day DL. That wrist surgery he had in offseason, apparently that's not good. Apparently it is a complete failure. He needs to have the wrist surgery again. This DL is retroactive to the 9th of May, but it doesn't matter. He's going to be out for a while.
And then, the Dodgers top the Astros 6-2. Obviously, the Astros are a good team to beat up on, but the Dodgers have won 8 straight. Wander Rodriguez drops 2-5, not repeating last season's success, and then John Eli wins it for the Dodgers. He's 2-1.
And he had more strikeouts than innings pitched, which is always good when you pick him up on your fantasy team. American League. We talked about the Yankees Red Sox, but how about the Royals and the Orioles? Yes! 15-24 Royals win it over the 12-27 Orioles 4-3. Kyle Davies wins 3-2. Brad Burgesson lost his 3-3. Joaquin Soria his 10th save. Yay for that. White Sox Tigers was postponed. Tigers are 22-17. White Sox 16-22.
The Twins.
Peter?
The Twins are the Blue Jays 8-3. Two teams that are surprisingly close in the standings. Justin Morneau hits 2 to put him up to 11 on the year, and that's key to this win by Minnesota. And then Delman Young hits his 4th of the year. Kevin Slowey 5-3. Dana Evelyn drops to 3-3. Jose Bautista, he had another one. That's his 11th. What a crazy year he's having.
How many times have we mentioned Jose Bautista homered in this podcast?
Like
4 times.
We've mentioned it a lot.
And also Travis Snyder hits the DL retroactively, wrist injury. That's another casualty of the Kukwellers here. 15-day DL for him. Aaron Hill 0-5.
Rangers over the Angels 4-3. Derek Holland improves to 2-0. He's been good since being called up. Scott Kazmir drops to 2-4. Naftali Feliz 10 saves, and he hasn't even been the closer all season. But 2 home runs for the Angels. Torrey Hunter is 5th. Mike Napoli is 3rd.
And finally, one more game this one. Angels 18-22. Rangers 21-18. Mariners lose to the A's. What a surprise. 8-4. Mariners are now 14-24. Have only 6 road wins. A's are 19-20, but are 14-7 at home. Their first win in 5 games. Ryan Rowland-Smith, 2 2/3, gave up 8 earned runs. He's 0-4. Gio Gonzalez, another good start, 3 earned in 7. He's 4-3. Kevin Kuzmanoff his third, Adam Rosales his third, Matt Tuiasosopo his first, and that was a fly ball to center field. Roger Davis off his glove and over the wall.
Ooh.
Wouldn't have been a home run if he didn't hit it.
Ooh, that is a tough. That's a tough night.
It is, and it's been a tough night for us. That was a long show, Peter.
Yes, that was a long show, and so we're literally done. National Baseball Podcast, if you're listening to this, you know where to find us. We'll talk to you the next time we feel like talking to you. Thank you for listening.
Tomorrow.
What?
It's going to be tomorrow. We're going to do a show tomorrow.
Well, you say that, and yet we might not do a show tomorrow, so.
It'll be tomorrow. See ya.
We're out.